I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Swing into Seaside Golf in Ocean City, Maryland. Play like a pro at 17 championship courses designed by golf legends like Jack Nicklaus and Arthur Hills. Tee off on sweeping vistas at Eagle's Landing. Savor the coastal views of Lighthouse Sound. Or see why Ocean City Golf Club is considered one of the Mid-Atlantic's finest fairways. Whether you're sneaking in a quick round on a family vacation or going all in on a golf getaway, fun is always in play at Ocean City, Maryland. Plan your trip at OCOcean.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
In a world that's perfect, lies a perfect little town, where one team stands alone. But now, something's stirring that will change this place forever.
Perfectville.
Welcome to Perfectville, your first place podcast for your undefeated 2-0, first in the AFC East, best in the AFC, Miami Dolphins, part of the Believe Network. I am Sam Marcoux, and the two-time Hall of Famer and good Dr. Christopher Cullen will be joining us later this week on our preview episode of week 3. But we're not to week 3 here, ladies and gentlemen. No, we are hung over on week 2. This is the Finstant Reaction Show for the Miami Dolphins defeating the New England Patriots in New England on the road in prime time on Sunday Night Football, 24-17. The Miami Dolphins win. Once again, they go on the road week 1 against the Los Angeles Chargers and win in a shootout. Go on the road week 2 against the New England Patriots, division rivals, and win a slugfest, so to speak. Much different game than week 1, much different offense than week 1, but the results are still the same. The Miami Dolphins win, the New England Patriots lose. Dolphins up 2-0, New England Patriots down 0-2. What a time to be alive for Miami Dolphins fans, is it not? Tua Tagovailoa goes to 5-0 against Bill Belichick. That's right, undefeated as a starter for the Miami Dolphins at quarterback against the Hall of Fame, soon to be legendary, Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots. In fact, Bill Belichick is now 25-27 since Tom Brady decided to take his talents to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and retire a couple times, win a Super Bowl outside of New England. Pretty mid coach, if you ask me. Sounds like he may be holding on to try to beat Don Shula's record for career wins. Seems like it's going to take quite a while. He's going to hang on like Sylvester Stallone and Cliffhanger in order to make that happen, because he's just not getting it done without that Hall of Fame quarterback that he could hitch his wagon to, because Mac Jones is not that guy. Mac Jones got hit early. Mac Jones got hit often. He got picked off, and he got another loss as the backup to Tua Tagovailoa on Sunday Night Football. Let's get into it. First of all, the Miami Dolphins ran the ball right down the Patriots' throats. I'm talking about a full-blown doctor's visit. Raheem Mostert, 18 carries, over 120 yards, 2 touchdowns, including the backbreaker in the second half, which turned out to be the game winner. Raheem Mostert goes untouched for 30-plus yards through the heart of the defense all the way into the end zone, shutting up and shutting down the New England Patriots defense, as well as the fan base up there in Boston. Even though the score showed it as 7-point difference between the Patriots and the Miami Dolphins, I have to tell you, it was not as close as the score would indicate. Just a couple of boneheaded and self-inflicted wounds for the Miami Dolphins in the second half, but otherwise almost picture perfect football in the first half. And the Miami Dolphins showed that they are that much better than just about everybody else in the AFC, ladies and gentlemen, on Sunday night. Let's get into it. First and foremost, Tua Tagovailoa throws another touchdown, had a QB rating of over 92. I think he's got over 700 yards passing through the first 2 weeks of the season. Tyreek Hill gets himself another touchdown. Jaylen Waddle got himself almost 100 yards before getting cracked in the head and taken out of the game. He has a concussion. We'll talk about that later this week on our preview episode against the Denver Broncos in week 3. But nothing but good vibes coming out of week 2 for the Miami Dolphins against the New England Patriots. And I love the fact that football is back, ladies and gentlemen, because football is back and better than ever. And BetOnline is your number one information source for all your sports wagering info with all the up-to-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest game odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL and college football at your fingertips with BetOnline's real-time updates on statistics, news, and odds. From week 1 all the way to the college football playoffs and, of course, the Super Bowl, which your Miami Dolphins will be in, BetOnline gives you access to the best football promotions and contests available anywhere online. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And the game started here in typical fashion for the Miami Dolphins. They go on, they drive the ball down the field. They didn't do it the way they typically do, though. They didn't go over the top with Tyreek Hill. They didn't find Jaylen Waddle, who would scamper for 40, 50, 60 yards. No, they took the ball and ran it at the New England Patriots, heart of their defense. They took what the defense would give them in terms of 5 yards, 6 yards, 8 yards in the middle of the field. And ultimately, wouldn't you know it, before the end of the, you know, before you could even really blink, the Miami Dolphins were down in the red zone, scoring touchdowns, kicking field goals. Like I said, Raheem Mostert, 2 touchdowns on the day on the ground. And Tyreek Hill gets himself another touchdown on a beautiful play that was set up on the play prior by Braxton Berrios in a 2-minute drill right before the half, catching just an insanely amazing throw, which I believe the kids would call a dime, by Tua Tagovailoa. He gets his feet in bounds. He gets his knee down. The clock has a 10-second runoff because the Miami Dolphins don't have a timeout going into the half. And instead of maybe like years past, running it out or spiking the ball or causing some sort of issue to not score, the Miami Dolphins are ready with a play in their back pocket. They get it into the end zone and steal points right before the half, which turned out again to be the difference in this game of 7 points. This is what's different about even this Mike McDaniel team from last year to this year. They've figured out situational football. They're not having these dumb pre-snap penalties like they had last year. They're figuring out, if I need to be on the field, this is what the situation is. This is what the play call is. And I'm going to know what the next play call is just in case. They're firing on just about all cylinders when it comes to their offense. And in this game, the defense started firing on just about all cylinders as well. Yes, they gave up 17 points, but one of those touchdowns was completely bogus. The New England Patriots had at least 4 linemen in the end zone beyond the line of scrimmage when Mac Jones threw that ball into the end zone. So I'm not even really counting that one, but they came to play. The Patriots are driving early. Bradley Chubb recovers after a pass from Mac Jones to his rookie wide receiver, chases him down, pops the ball out. Eli Apple jumps on it, says, thank you very much for the gift. And the Miami Dolphins were off and running with their first turnover of the season. Xavien Howard says, I went in on the action, goes ahead and remembers what practice was like when Devontae Parker was playing for the Miami Dolphins, bodies him like nobody's business, gets him out of bounds, gets his feet in bounds, grabs the interception, stops another drive deeper into the Miami territory. And of course, Jalen Phillips, our star pass rusher, was not playing due to a back injury that he suffered last Friday. But it was no problem because Andrew Van Ginkel slides from the inside back to the outside. And wouldn't you know it, AVG, Bradley Chubb, and the rest of the Miami Dolphins gang decides to get 4 sacks on Mac Jones, cause havoc, stuff the run with Raekwon Davis, Christian Wilkins, and Zach Sealer leading the charge. And the Miami Dolphins walk out of the New England Patriots home with a victory. They're now 5-2 over their last 7 games against the New England Patriots. And of course, Tua Tagovailoa, 5-0 in his entire career against Bill Belichick. And let's start again with the offense. That offensive line, no Teron Armstead, their star left tackle. He's been out for the first 2 weeks. No problem for the Miami Dolphins. Kendall Lamb steps in, steps out, and keeps the pocket nice and round, keeps Tua Tagovailoa nice and upright. and everybody goes home happy and healthy. Not to be outdone, Isaiah Wynn, right next to him at the left guard, takes Liam Eichenberg's spot, and we're all happy and better for it. And you notice in this game that where the Miami Dolphins were consistently running the ball was basically right up Isaiah Wynn's ass, because he was knocking everybody out of the way, creating holes for Raheem Mostert, Savon Ahmed, and a little bit of Devon Achane getting in there and getting after it. So much better offensive play this season in terms of the offensive line. Connor Williams still has some problems snapping the ball. I'm not even talking about that exchange between Tua and Connor right when he's got his hands right up his ass. I'm talking about on the shotgun snaps. We saw some issues in week one. We saw some issues in week two. He's snapping it high, snapping it low. It actually cost the Miami Dolphins some points in this game early, as a low snap caused Tua Tagovailoa to bend down, get the ball, secure it, get his feet all tangled up, and had to throw it away other than fall on it. The Miami Dolphins settled for 3 instead of getting 7. That's got to get cleaned up. That's about the only critique I have for the offensive line right now. Now, they're not perfect. Austin Jackson still got a little bit of roller skates in him, but they're better than they were. So credit to Butch Berry. Somebody buy that man more Post-its, whatever color he wants, because the system is working, and I couldn't be happier to see where they are considering where we thought they would be at this stage in the game, especially with Teron Armstead sitting down for a second week. Not sure if he's going to play against the Broncos or not. Not sure that I care. I want Teron Armstead healthy in the winter. I want him healthy in the playoffs. I want him healthy against the Buffalo Bills week 4. So if he has to sit against the Denver Broncos in week 3, I think I'm okay with that. Kendall Lamb has earned a little bit of trust at this point for the Miami Dolphins and their fan base. Tua Tagovailoa through 2 games, sacked once, hit twice. That's pretty good. That used to be a series for Tua Tagovailoa last season and the year before that. I'll take that. That's improvement. Thank you, Butch Berry, and the entire offensive line. The wide receivers, what can you say? Tyreek Hill didn't have his traditional day, but he found the holes in this weird shell zone that the New England Patriots were playing. The Miami Dolphins just countered their counter. I mean, that's what it is. Bill Belichick came out and said, I'm going to take away the deep threat. I'm going to take away your best player, quote unquote, in Tyreek Hill. And what the Miami Dolphins did is, okay, we'll play your game then. And they just ran underneath. They got the ball to Braxton Berrios. They got the ball to River Craycraft. They got the ball to Alec Ingold. They got the ball to Durham Smythe. They got the ball to Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle on the edges. And they just went and wreaked havoc. And they did just enough to move the chains. They did just enough to keep the New England Patriots off the field, control the time of possession, and score when they needed to score. And oh, by the way, they were running the ball as well. So that's what you have to do to beat a Bill Belichick team. And that's exactly what the Miami Dolphins did. Mike McDaniel had a great game plan. The players executed that game plan, and everybody had fun along the way. And I know they're having fun because for the second week in a row, Mike McDaniel is very aware of his surroundings in game. Week one, if you guys didn't see it, saw himself on the big scoreboard against the Los Angeles Chargers during a coach's challenge and decides to say, run the ball, 5 next plays. 5 next plays, run the ball. Of course, they're throwing the ball. He's messing with the other coaches. He's messing with the fans. He's messing with the media. This time, national TV, he's going into the locker room after giving whatever nonsense interview he has to give right before leading into the half, sees the cameraman, starts to race him. He's running away from the cameraman as fast as he possibly can. It's making his rounds all over the place. The guy's having fun out there. He's controlling every aspect of the coaching realm. Players, coaches, media, fans.
Swing into Seaside Golf in Ocean City, Maryland. Play like a pro at 17 championship courses designed by golf legends like Jack Nicklaus and Arthur Hills. Tee off on sweeping vistas at Eagle's Landing. Savor the coastal views of Lighthouse Sound, or see why Ocean City Golf Club is considered one of the Mid-Atlantic's finest fairways. Whether you're sneaking in a quick round on a family vacation or going all in on a golf getaway, fun is always in play at Ocean City, Maryland. Plan your trip at OCOcean.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
And Mike McDaniel, hats off to you. You might be the best coach in the NFL at this point. And the Miami Dolphins might be the best team in the NFL, certainly in the AFC. I don't think there's anybody that can touch them right now. Miami Dolphins are scoring points at will. Their defense is improving every single series that they're going out there. And I'm scared for the other teams as this team gets even better and more entrenched with everything that they're doing with this Vic Fangio defense. I mean, we already saw a forced fumble from Bradley Chubb. We saw an interception from Xavier Howard. We saw four sacks in this game. We saw them stuff the run. They're getting better. They're getting used to each other. They're playing for each other as opposed to individually. I mean, think about what was happening as they were going into the season. Christian Wilkins wanted a new contract. Zach Sealer, his running mate, gets one. Jalen Ramsey gets hurt. Xavier Howard is telling people F them if they think he's lost a step. You've got linebackers who are being critiqued openly by this defensive coach, Vic Fangio. You've got a brand new system, new players. You've got young people. You've got older people that aren't, you know, necessarily fitting well with like Emmanuel Ogba. But somehow it's working. You know, it didn't work quite as well against the Chargers, worked much better against the Patriots. And I think it's going to get better and better and better. Bradley Chubb, like I said, seven tackles in this game. He had a couple of stuffs, which basically means stopping a play within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage. Of course, he had that sack in less than 2 minutes left to end the, not to end the game, but at the end of the game. And just a fantastic, fantastic defensive effort by him and Andrew Van Ginkel. Kudos to both of them. I think those are two of my players that get the game ball. Raheem Mostert's, of course, going to get the other one on the offensive side of the ball. Jalen Waddle was having a great game, as he normally does against New England Patriots. Gets hit in the back of the head. I don't think it was a dirty play. I don't. I think it was just an unfortunate play. The defensive player was flagged for it on sportsmanlike conduct. Bill Belichick, you know, shit his pants because of it, but it was the right call for it to be a flag. And I'm hoping Jalen Waddle will be okay against the Denver Broncos if he plays. If not, that's okay. He'll be ready for the Buffalo Bills. He does have a concussion. He is in concussion protocol. He is progressing through that protocol already, according to Mike McDaniel. So I think the Penguins are going to be okay. He will waddle again before too long. But I'm also loving the depth that we're seeing from Wes Welker's group. I mean, Braxton Berrios has brought it the first 2 weeks. He is so clutch for Tua Tagovailoa. He's gained his trust. And he's looking for him. He's actually targeting him on plays. It's not just Tyreek Hill and everybody else. It's Tyreek Hill. It's Jalen Waddle. It's Braxton Berrios. Oh, River Craycraft, by the way, has got a touchdown pass already. It's just a fantastic thing to see these wide receivers bloom and blossom in this Mike McDaniel offense. When it comes to Raheem Mostert and Suvon Ahmed, I mean, Dalvin Cook, who? Jonathan Taylor, who? I mean, if these guys stay healthy, which is the key, but if these guys stay healthy, we're not going to need any of those running backs. We're not going to need to trade assets for anything because these guys can get it done. I mean, Raheem Mostert is just a strong, angry, fast man. You get the ball in his hands, he's going to make somebody punished for trying to get in his way. If they have the audacity to stand in front of him, he's going to make them earn it to bring him to the ground. So I'm loving what I'm seeing out of Raheem Mostert early. 31 years old, doesn't look like it. As he said on the broadcast, I'm 31, but I play like I'm 25, and it's showing out there. Devon Achane got a little bit of run. I think he got his first run in the NFL, and I think he got a catch, which was brought back due to a penalty. But good to see the young rookie get in there and get his hands on the ball, you know, just get his feet wet, get his beak wet a little bit. I think we're going to see more of him later this season. Not so much right now, not with Raheem Mostert doing what he's doing. This defense in general, I talked about the individual players, but collectively, they didn't let a lot of Patriots players get behind them, did they? I mean, you didn't see any long gainers. You didn't see any broken tackles other than maybe one by Eli Apple and Devontae Parker on the sidelines. As soon as the Patriots players had the ball in their hands, there were Miami defenders on them. There were multiple times where a receiver caught the ball and boom, a Dolphins player hit him, dropped him to the ground. That's the kind of defense I love to see. You're not going to stop every single play. Not every single play is going to be a game-changing interception or fumble or sack. Sometimes they're going to gain yardage on you. It's how you respond when they do make those plays. How do you get them to the ground as fast as possible and try to get off the field? And I saw a lot of that. I saw a really good effort for the Miami Dolphins in this game on defense. And I think that's a credit to Vic Fangio. It's a credit to the culture of this team. People like Christian Wilkins and Zach Sealer, making sure everybody knows you got to hustle. You got to get out there. You got to do it. And people playing different positions. Andrew Van Ginkel has been moved inside this year, but Jalen Phillip Hurts is back. Andrew Van Ginkel goes back outside and has himself a hell of a game. Just fantastic all the way around. I think the only area of concern right now has got to be the kicking game. Jason Sanders. So far this season, he's missed an extra point. He's had a field goal blocked. And of course, he missed a long field goal in this game of 55 yards. Kind of tough to blame the kicker for missing a 55-yard field goal, but you may say, well, Sam, that's his job. He's the kicker. He's supposed to make field goals no matter the length. But I would maintain that might have been the only faux pas of Mike McDaniel in this game, was putting Jason Sanders out there on an island. 55 yards. That's not a strong suit. It hasn't been a strong suit in quite some time, especially when you consider the fact that Bill Belichick, credit where credit is due, pulled a hell of a special teams play on the field goal attempt earlier with that man in motion, running, timing it, and then getting Schooler, I think was his name, timing the run, timing the blitz, if you will, from the opposite side, getting in, blocking that kick, and turning the momentum to the New England Patriots side of the ball. I hadn't seen anything like that. I guarantee everyone will have a play like that before the end of the season, because it seemed to be effective not only on that one, but it got into Jason Sanders' head after that. And it was partially to blame for him pulling that 55-yard field goal later. But I maintain we shouldn't have even been going for that field goal. We should have gone for it. We're on the 37-yard line of the New England Patriots. The defense have been balling out and showing out the entire game. You trust your defense in that point. You don't go ahead and put it in the hands of a kicker where you're going to have to move this back 7 yards if you miss, which is exactly what happened. Oh, well, I digress. It didn't cost us the game. In fact, I don't know what could have cost us this game. The New England Patriots are just not as good as the Miami Dolphins are. They're just not. The New England Patriots pulled every trick out of their book for this one. They left it all on the field, and they still came up short. The Miami Dolphins barely broke a sweat in the first half, and due to some self-inflicted gunshot wounds in the second half, is the only reason the New England Patriots were even in this game. So the Patriots had to play perfectly. The Miami Dolphins had to just not show up, and that would have been the only way the Patriots won this game. So as it is, the Dolphins walk out 7-point winners. Should have been 14, should have been 21 points, if I'm being honest, in terms of that gap. The New England Patriots are just not there with the Miami Dolphins anymore, and it shows in the standings. The Patriots are 0-2. Bottom of the division, Miami Dolphins 2-0, undefeated, top of the division, probably most likely tops in the AFC right now. And as I said, fun time to be a Miami Dolphin fan, to be a Miami Dolphin follower, to be a citizen of Perfectville, to follow this team as a professional like I am, ladies and gentlemen. Just happy-go-lucky all the way around. We're winning September, and you can't win October or even get to October until you win September. And we're doing it on the road, mind you. We did this in Los Angeles. We did it in New England. We haven't even gone home yet. We haven't had the home field advantage. We haven't cheated with the sun like the Buffalo Bills fans have accused us of in the past. So wait till that happens, ladies and gentlemen. Wait till we're putting on our home whites and making the Denver Broncos in those weird orange and blue Syracuse-looking colors at 1 p.m. Sunday. It's going to be a boiler maker, so to speak. So it's going to be fun. Chris Cullen and I will talk about that later this week. Get into it. I'm going to be doing a lot of media in the Denver market this week. So if you're in the Denver market, you're a Finn fan in Wyoming or Denver, stay tuned to the radio. I'll be talking to everybody over there. And until then, the only thing left to say on behalf of myself and the two-time Hall of Famer is, of course, goodbye from Perfectville. Later.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars. because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.